Lewis said he didn't know they needed to. Oh yes, McCubbin said. But it was just a formality, he assured them. Drop by his headquarters at about 4 o'clock, the captain said. I will meet you there and introduce you to the general. Lewis rushed back to the exchange in Ballard Hotel to make sure Scully had their cover story straight so there was no discrepancy if Winder's agents interrogated them separately. I have forgotten all of it, said Scully, who panicked. You are bound to hang us both. Lewis nearly shouted, furious that Pinkerton had stuck him with a basket case. For a hurried few minutes, Lewis drilled his partner on what they should both say, and then the two of them walked quickly to Winder's busy headquarters, now on Main Street. McCubbin ushered Lewis and Scully into Winder's office and then left. The general, who seemed to Lewis very suave and gentlemanly, he recalled, could not have been more cordial. I am very glad to meet any friends of Captain Webster's, Winder said. He is a noble fellow, a most valuable man to us. Lewis repeated his story that they came to Richmond to deliver a letter to him from Baltimore friends not to come north. Webster must not go north again, Winder agreed. We cannot afford to lose him. The three chatted for a few minutes about politics and Washington. Lewis played the role of an Englishman, not tuned in to American affairs. Scully denounced Yankees so forcefully, Lewis said he tapped his partner's foot to make him stop, fearing he was overdoing it. Finally, Lewis broached the reason for their visit to Winder's office. General, we are strangers here, he said, and would like something from you to show that we have reported here and are all right, so to avoid interference from the guards. Oh, sir, said Winder, you are all right. You require no pass or permit. If anyone interferes with you, just tell them you reported to me.